Clifford Brown, born on October 30, 1930, in Wilmington, Delaware, was a remarkable jazz trumpeter and composer whose virtuosity and melodic brilliance left an indelible mark on the world of jazz. In his tragically short life, Clifford Brown accomplished more than many musicians achieve in a lifetime, becoming one of the most influential and celebrated figures in the history of jazz. Brown's early musical talents were evident from a young age, and he started playing the trumpet in high school, quickly establishing himself as a standout performer. He attended Delaware State University, where he honed his skills and began to gain recognition as an exceptional trumpet player. Inspired by the likes of Dizzy Gillespie and Fats Navarro, Clifford Brown set out to make his mark on the jazz world. In 1952, Brown made his way to New York City, the mecca of jazz at the time. It was in New York that he joined Lionel Hampton's band, where he gained valuable experience and exposure. His exceptional technical ability and rich, warm tone caught the attention of many seasoned musicians, and he soon found himself playing alongside jazz legends such as Art Blakey, Lou Donaldson, and J.J. Johnson. However, it was his collaboration with drummer Max Roach that would become the most significant partnership of his career. The formation of the iconic Clifford Brown and Max Roach Quintet in 1954 marked a turning point in Brown's life. This quintet, which included the likes of Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Richie Powell on piano, and George Morrow on bass, became one of the most celebrated jazz ensembles of its time. The quintet's recordings, including their critically acclaimed album Study in Brown, 1955, showcase Clifford Brown's extraordinary talent as a trumpeter and composer. The album featured a mix of original compositions and standards, and tracks like Joy Spring and Dahoud became instant classics. The group's innovative arrangements, cohesive playing, and the sparkling interplay between Brown and Roach set a new standard for small group jazz. Tragically, on June 26, 1956, just as Clifford Brown's career was reaching its zenith, he lost his life in a car accident at the age of 25. His untimely death shocked the jazz community, and the music world mourned the loss of a true genius. Despite his short career, Brown's legacy endures, and his influence on jazz remains immeasurable. Posthumously released recordings and unreleased live performances further cemented Clifford Brown's reputation as a master of his craft. Clifford Brown and Max Roach at Basin Street, 1956, and Clifford Brown and Max Roach, 1954, are among the most significant posthumous albums that showcase the brilliance of Brown's trumpet playing. Brown's playing style was characterized by a mix of technical precision, expressive lyricism, and an infectious swing. His solos were known for their effortless flow, creative phrasing, and emotional depth. He possessed an innate ability to convey a range of emotions through his trumpet, captivating audiences with every note. Beyond his technical brilliance, Clifford Brown was admired for his warmth, humility, and dedication to his craft. He remains an inspiration to countless trumpet players and jazz musicians worldwide, with his compositions and recordings continuing to be studied and emulated by aspiring artists. In recognition of his enduring impact on jazz, Clifford Brown has been posthumously awarded numerous honors and accolades. His legacy lives on through annual jazz festivals dedicated to his memory, such as the Clifford Brown Jazz Festival in Wilmington, Delaware. Clifford Brown's life may have been tragically cut short, but his music and spirit continue to resonate with audiences, reminding us of the timeless power and beauty of jazz. As long as people listen to and appreciate jazz, Clifford Brown's trumpet will continue to sing, inspiring generations of musicians and listeners alike.